music brought great comfort to Elizabeth, Countess of Pembroke. Her marital life was decidedly stressful, but her viola da gamba lessons with the composer Abel were a welcome diversion. Much of the surviving viola da gamba music of Abel exists because of her collection, called the Pembroke Collection. Elizabeth was born Lady Spencer, and at 18 she married the soldier Henry Herbert, the 10th Earl of Pembroke. The match appeared to be a good one. They were a glamorous couple who shared a love of music and lived in some style near Salisbury. But this happiness was short-lived, for a few years later Elizabeth was to write, "Husbands are dreadful and powerful animals." 6 years into the marriage, Henry caused a scandal by eloping to the Netherlands with the daughter of a Lord of the Admiralty. The following year, Henry and his wife were reconciled, and it seems that the best solution was for him to live in the lower part of the house and she in the upstairs rooms. His affairs continued, though, and there was an embarrassing episode when an illegitimate child of Henry's applied for the rights to take on the family name. At the age of 53, Elizabeth was offered the prestigious role of Lady of the Bedchamber and left the family home to settle into Pembroke Lodge in Richmond Park. Henry was by now spending most of his time overseas. Just when Elizabeth thought that she might have a quiet life, she found she had a new problem to deal with, King George III. He'd always admired her, but now when he suffered his first bout of insanity, she had to enjoy his very public unwanted attentions. This was pounced upon with great glee by the Georgian gossip mongers. When Elizabeth died at 94, her estate included a scrapbook into which she had pasted various musical scores. The title page of the Pembroke manuscript states, "From the music book of the Countess of Pembroke." It's very clear that Elizabeth had learnt these pieces, as they have Abel's fingering marked in, and her own. From the Pembroke collection, here is Abel's Allegro from Sonata in G Major. It's played on the viola da gamba by Suzanne Heinrich.
Thank you.
was Abel's Allegro from Sonata in G Major for Viola da Gamba, played by Suzanne Heinrich. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.